Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 8th day of November, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,600 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It was down to 19, so we got in the teens this morning, and they're saying snow. We'll see, I guess, if we get snow. Other than that, let's see what we're going to jump into here. U.S. gasoline exports surge, even as Americans pay up up the ass at the pump. And this is something we've been talking about, fucking screaming about for weeks now. And finally, it's just, well, somebody discovered fucking uranium. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Go through his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon in the bed. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. gasoline exports surge, even as Americans pay up the ass at the pump. I mean, people, who's in charge of this goddamn country? This corporate fucking aristocracy represents the corporate aristocracy, and they are a fucking small, tiny, tiny minority in this goddamn country. But they're just doing as they goddamn well please, because the rest of us just fucking sit there and let them do it. This is an outrage. This is from Bloomberg. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. While President Biden is fretting about high prices at the pump. Oh, fuck, he's fretting, guys. I don't think that motherfucker can blow his fucking nose, let alone fret or do anything else or even think. Fretting about high prices, my ass, at the pump. Even going as far as asking OPEC to raise oil output, U.S. refiners are exporting the most gasoline in 3 years as you're paying $4 a fucking gallon at the pump. We're supposed to have, this is fucking our goddamn resource too. Shipments of the fuel in the first 8 months of the year rose to 802,000 barrels a day. That means they're manufacturing that much fucking oil, gas here and fucking exporting it out to fucking Mexico is the number one place it's fucking going to. You talk about getting fucked and being, I mean, goddamn betrayed. The highest for the period since 2018 before the pandemic. There is no goddamn pandemic. COVID-19 is a fucking con job. Anybody falling for it at this point, fucking you deserve to swim. You deserve to swim out there to that goddamn administrative morality and sink to the fucking bottom. The first 8 months of the year rose 802,000 barrels a day. The highest for the period since 2018 before the pandemic started. At the same time, American drivers are paying the most per gallon since 2014. Overseas demand is only set to increase as Mexico, the top importer of U.S. gasoline, is still in the early stages of recovering from the pandemic. So we're getting fucked. People, we have the goddamn most, they're shipping out what we fucking, I mean, just think if they couldn't fucking export it. That should be the goddamn law here. There is no goddamn, this, it belongs to us. We don't get a fucking nickel for it. They steal it from us at $15 a fucking barrel, which goes to the goddamn, straight to the corporations. I mean, who is the fucking government? It's a corporation. It's a fucking corporation, the United States Corporation. That's where the goddamn $15 goes to. And then they turn around and we have to compete for our own fucking resources on an international market. It's bullshit. We never needed it. This country was in its heyday when we were not a part of the World Trade Organization. We made the best fucking products. People wanted our cars. They wanted everything we made because we put our fucking name on it. It was all fucking forged here, fucking milled here, and fucking put together here. Yeah, as well as the technology being created here. We are fucking being screwed by a handful of little fucking assholes who want to turn us into third. They don't really give a shit. They can have the finest shit they want made by fucking skilled craftsmen like their fucking yachts and what might have you. But you fucking peons are, you're getting too goddamn uppity. You need to be shut down. They think you're going to shut you. You motherfuckers. This is why the second article was put in that Bill of Rights. That's why it is the superior law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791. That's why it's there, for this shit right here. They're just telling you, the energy secretary, she laughed about it. But they were talking on the fucking stupid box, and they're talking, well, this is part of their agenda, see, you make it so fucking expensive that only the rich can fucking travel. They travel in goddamn jets that put out more in one trip than fucking, in one day than, everybody else does the whole fucking year long driving their fucking cars. But hey man, they're aristocracy. And this global warming is bullshit. Except to the extent that they fucking burned holes in the fucking ozone. Fire and putting their goddamn satellites up there, all this fucking technology. Now they're going for joyrides. Every one of them joyrides, you understand, burns a hole through the fucking ozone. But man, they're concerned about the environment, man. They're concerned about you breathing carbon dioxide, which is fucking what makes the plants grow. I mean, that's, talk about perpetual balance. Oh, let's see here. Shipments of fuel in the first 8 months of the year rose to 802,000 barrels a day, the highest for the period since 2018, the high rate of gasoline exports shine a light on the wider global oil demand picture and underscore the limitations the Biden administration faces in keeping retail prices in check. Bull, 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 fucking, fucking, fucking shit. The only goddamn fucking power we gave them that was supposedly, well, we didn't really give it to them because we never ratified the son of a bitch. That they were fucking, that they claim that was given to them was over commerce, interstate commerce, international commerce. And they're not supposed to be out there, well, it's just like our fucking border. They're cutting our fucking throat for the fucking cocksucker come, a foreign national! They're cutting our throats for foreign nationals! Who do they represent? And who do these son of a bitches truly represent is the corporate fucking elite. They're the one that wants the slave labor. Once they've got rid of all the fucking Americans, man, if they could just get rid of the fucking Americans, they would be fucking gods on this earth, wouldn't they? Who would challenge them? The Mexicans? They start fucking around with, I mean, they show you some Chinese-style fucking goddamn policing actions. How about that? And that's who they intend to police the United States if we allow this shit to go on. wider global demand picture and underscore the limitations of the Biden administration phase. There is no administration. It's a CEO. It's a fucking goddamn communist committee running this fucking country. And they don't give it, and fucking fuck you poor people. Get used to being fucking poor. Get used to not having what you had before. Get used to fucking that fish head and that rice being your fucking daily high point. Administration faces in keeping retail prices in check. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer, that's the one that was fucking that, Granholm or whatever her fucking name is, fucking laughing about it. Laughing about $4 a gallon gas. You think these motherfuckers don't think that they're above us and they're elite and fucking, you know, it ain't no big deal to me. Go fill my car up. Yes, I have millions in the bank. I don't give a shit about $4 gallon gas. You son of a bitches, man. You're poking around in the jungle. Said the government is looking at a release of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Why would you release one fucking drop of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve when your fucking exports are up 802,000 barrels of, this is goddamn barrels a day. This is a fuel. This is not oil. This is refined fucking fuel, people. Shut down all export of fucking any fucking kind of goddamn oil or fucking gas or gas products from this country and you want the price to drop down to about 2 cents a fucking gallon. It belongs to us, people. In no other country where they have these kind of resources, I mean, Yemen, even the goddamn, those, you know, 6th century fucking backwards motherfuckers. They don't fuck their own people like this. They want rid of us because we know who we are and we actually have, can stand up and stick our fucking chins out if we want. Because you son of a bitches are our fucking bitches. They hate that. They hate the fucking, those corporate cocksuckers, man. Like Nancy Pelosi. Like fucking goddamn Chucky Schumer. Like fucking goddamn Buddha fag. Like fucking, like, name them. Soros. Bernie Sanders. Fucking Barack Obama. Fucking Hillary Clinton. These pieces of dog shit. Think they're better than we are. The bottom line is fucking mano a mano. We wipe them off the fucking planet with slaps. We just slap them off this fucking planet. They have to go hire fucking balls to fucking stand between us and just slapping them out of this fucking country. But they got more than a slapping coming. They're fucking dirty, treacherous, thieving, motherfucking pedophilic bastards. And they're going to fucking pay. You're going to meet your justice. You sons of bitches. I know you fucking, it's times like this, you know, what was it, Payne said, times like these that try men's soul, it tries your soul until these motherfucker here are on the other end, on the receiving end of the fucking bad shit that's coming down. And then, hey, you motherfucker, you're sitting out there, you're kicking back and on your wallet, and sitting sideways because your wallet's fat, you're fucking just, fuck them poor people, fuck you, and you're fucking talking about a goddamn army that'll wipe this whole goddamn planet out, you stupid ass fool. You go ahead and listen to your goddamn masters down there at the goddamn Mason Lodge, you'll end up stretched out 6 foot fucking down, just like the rest of these cocksuckers. You are in violation of our law. You are in violation of our sovereignty. You're in violation of our autonomy, you motherfuckers. And we will enforce those rights, those fucking natural rights that are ours as individuals. Jennifer Goldman, government is looking at a release of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Shut up, go fuck off. You fucking idiots. How dumb you think we are? There was people, it ain't been 6 goddamn months since the oil was at like minus $40 a barrel. You don't think this is being manipulated? That all your life you go through it, you know, and they tell you, well, gas went up 2 or 3 cents a gallon there. Oh, yeah, that's a supply and demand thing. It's supply and demand, supply and demand, supply and demand, supply and demand. So is this supply and demand? No, they put you on a goddamn international goddamn economy. They made this international economy. We were inside our own economy. Inside, you know, not being a part of the world economy. Fuck, man, we did great. We were happy. But we were still enslaved and didn't realize it. We didn't realize what they'd already plugged in and what they intended. Well, some of us did. Some of us took the fucking beatings. And we learned what was going on and why it was going on. But I mean, fucking the average person was just pretty goddamn giddy, man. I mean, yeah, you could have, you know, you were still a slave if you realized how much your time was just stolen from you, of your whole life. How much time they've stolen from you. So some fucking cocksucker can sit on his fucking worthless, no good ass. The son of a bitch, if he was just taken out of his fucking yacht and put out there in society with nothing and no fucking, you can't run down the lodge and get $30,000 or whatever you want. No, ain't no fucking lodges no more. Just an even playing field. Those motherfuckers couldn't dig ditches. They're worthless. They produce nothing. They steal everything. They want it all. And fucking, I mean, this thing that, you know, I told you guys this when they were sending out the checks. Remember everybody did the checks, and we were like, checks, you don't get nothing for nothing. Checks. How much, the checks are gone. Those checks went to the fucking oil industry. Do you understand that? It went to the fucking transportation industry, to the grocery industry. It went everywhere, but it didn't get you nothing extra. You're still getting exactly what you got before, only now it just set the stage for you to pay twice as much. Actually, you're going to get half as much as you used to get. Boy, did they fool you with that? Was that a slick? I mean, goddammit, that's not even a good shell game. They just did it to you, and you're just too fucking stupid to see it. Looking at release. Oh yeah, okay, that's right. But that would only temporarily resolve the underlying tightness in the crude market. There is no fucking tightness in our crude market. We have plenty of this fucking sweet crude to fucking fill every tank in this fucking country every day. All our gas use is covered. And that concludes our fucking natural gas. Don't forget that a couple years ago, we paid. You paid. You went out there by the sweat of your fucking brow, and you paid to run a huge fucking goddamn natural gas pipeline down to fuel Mexico's goddamn industry. Can't you tell when they're trying to fucking take your own resources and destroy you? At least the Indians caught on about the third fucking treaty. You people are too fucking stupid to breathe. The White House itself has limited options in what it can actually do. No, it does not. Yeah, fuck, right now you could declare the fucking the corporation as a fucking unlawful fucking idiot. One executive order. In order that the goddamn laws be fucking, Bill of Rights be fucking, enforced. Period. By your fucking call, you could call in your fucking army and tell them these are the fucking rules. This is the fucking law. And these are the people that you fucking work for. Rest every son of a bitch in one of these dirty bastards because they're all in violation of that law. Yeah, don't say that. There's just nothing he can do. Except sit there and shit his pants. And he's laughing his ass off. They're all laughing their ass off as the gas goes up. As you poor fuckers ain't gonna go nowhere. You see, you ain't gonna be able to afford fucking $7-$8 a gallon for gas. Just enough to get your ass to work so you can make some more money to buy some more gas to be a fucking slave for these cocksuckers. Burn them out! Start acting like goddamn Americans. They're a gross violation of your fucking rights, of your freedoms, of your liberties, of your law. They're criminals. Treat them like fucking criminals. Why in the hell can't you do that? An energy release has only happened 3 times in the almost 50 years since SPR was created. Fuck you. We aren't short on anything in this country, people. And maybe that's why the goddamn ships can't get in here to fucking deliver that shit, is because they're all fucking carrying our goddamn gas out of this country. What do you think? And then that kind of helps create the goddamn, transportation fucking, or whatever the hell they want to call that, infrastructure fucking problems here. There is no problem. It's just like we talked about Venezuela when the shit went down in Venezuela. Yesterday, everybody went to work and everything was just fucking wonderful. And today, the fucking all everything's gone. Everybody's broke. There's nothing. People are hungry. How in the hell does that happen, people? And a country that's sitting on the oil they're sitting on and the gold and silver they're sitting on. How's that happen? This is what they did over in the Middle East. See, they went over there and they found huge pools of fucking oil in the Middle East. Only those Arabs, they weren't fucking advanced enough in evolution. They weren't advanced enough to fucking know how to bring it to bear, to fucking bear fruit, to have money. Who had the money? Who always has the money? The money to fucking set it all up. Oh, you know. Who gets 95 cents of every fucking dollar for every bitty resource that is fucking expelled on this goddamn earth? Who does it? The Zionist Jew motherfucking Illuminati corporate mafia, period. And you fucking know it. Most U.S. Gasoline exports go to Latin America. So why they're pumping their fucking third worlders in here to fucking displace you, to take what belongs to you, you're pumping your fucking gasoline down to the goddamn Mexicans. I mean, you're running. I mean, they talked about it. They talked about the fact that they depended so heavily upon our gasoline for their economy and that natural gas line. Don't forget about that son of a bitch, because nobody's fucking mentioning it. Nobody's mentioning it in the mainstream that we just got through building that huge fucking natural gas line. And I told you, you watch. I said it would happen last year, but didn't get cold enough to freeze last year. But you watch it. You'll have shortages of natural gases just being pumped out of this fucking country at record fucking rates. Just like you're having shortages on fucking gasoline. Like you're having shortages on everything else in this goddamn country. This is fucking orchestrated. This is to fucking bring you down. This is to weaken you for the fucking blow. It's time to get rid of these son of a bitches. It's time to go on the offensive. They are on the offensive on you. They're punking you, pushing you, slapping you, pushing you down. You've seen the goddamn video of the woman that walked in the fucking store there in Eugene, and the fucking cunt picks up a bat? They think she has the authority? Well, I'll cite the law to you. Well, the law didn't really do a whole lot there now, did it? Man, 30 years ago, we dispelled any notion that there was any way that you were going to fucking paper your way out of this, didn't we? How many people have died since then? How far have they pushed that goddamn wedge in? We're at the thick edge now, motherfuckers. You'll either be 14th Amendment slaves or you'll be fucking Bill of Rights fucking free sovereigns. But you're going to have to fight for it. You are going to have to fight. You are going to have to put yourself to the fucking hazard. Because there ain't no fucking night. There ain't no goddamn rich person out there gives one monk's fuck about a goddamn poor person. Do you understand that? All they care is about, goddamn, I had to, if I could, I was only paying him $5 an hour, which ain't enough to starve to death. But what if I could have paid him four? If I could have paid him four, I could have made an extra $100,000 off all them employees I have out there. If I could get them all to work for four, if I could get them to work for a fucking fish head and a bowl of rice, man, look at the money I could make. This is how it works, people. You think anybody out there gives a shit about the fucking regular fella here? But we're not regular fellas. We're individual free sovereign nationals on a par with that fat little whore sitting over there on the goddamn English throne. We have the same autonomy she has. Fucking bitch. Fucking bastards. That's what it is. It's like, you know, Harry, you know, these people come and worship this. That cocksucker Harry came back. Oh, come over here. Moved over here with that Angela Merkel or whatever. Whatever cunt's name. What is his cunt's name? They're talking about her running for office. Oh, you mean the Duchess is going to run for office? I mean, why the fuck not? You got one of them up there. That fucking, is a fucking migrant of this generation from goddamn Cambodia, and she's the lieutenant governor of fucking, Virginia. You wonder what the fuck's happening. You wonder why, you look everywhere you look, there's a foreigner? Somebody that doesn't look like you or anybody you ever saw? Doesn't speak your fucking language? You go through the store and you hear 15 fucking dialects of 15 different fucking languages? Wonder why? Because you have allowed it. You have. I have fought it all my fucking life, every fucking inch of the way. But there's just so many out there. Oh, man. Yeah, it's cool, man. They should be able to have what I have. I've got news for you, asshole. If there's fucking three pieces of fucking pie there, and there's three of you, and you're sitting there going, oh, those 20 people could have a piece of pie. You don't get a piece of the fucking pie. You got that, you stupid dick? That's how fucking dumb people are. This is fucking ours. We fucking, our ancestors fought to get it for us. We have a fucking system of law known as the Bill of Rights, which is the common law for the United States of these Americas, ratified December 15th, 1791, that says the son of a bitch belongs to us. All the benefits from it go to us, not to some fucker over in another country. We got another article coming up here. Oh, man, let's see. Chinese air businesses business company chooses Grand Forks, North Dakota for a historic project. So we don't got the goddamn money in this country for an American to go build of this fucking company. But these fucking Chinese, you are being fucking overrun and you're being taken over and you're sitting there fucking watching it happen like the goddamn fools you are. No, I swear this will go down in history and people will go, well, it will be unexplainable. All anybody can ever say is, well, they were just fucking stupid. They were just the stupidest. They fucking got a little bit of shit. They were the first people in history to actually take a little bit of what belonged to them. And insist upon, man, I'm gonna pretend that I own a house. I don't own the son of a bitch because of the fucking theft and the fucking fraud that this country is fucking being run on, that it's been run on since 1871, that it's been run on actually since that cocksucker goddamn Abraham Springsteen declared martial law in direct violation of the absolute law of this fucking land. He should have been strung up. He should have been, just a quick fucking trial, because the goddamn people had filed the mandamuses. They had filed the fucking shit against the son of a bitch, and the judges agreed with him, so he had the judges arrested. That's when you go and you kill that son of a bitch, I guess, huh? Because you're not going to get your goddamn justice, your redress, your grievance through any fucking court. And then they got rid of your fucking court, so you can't even try. What's left? The second article, that's right. And that doesn't say everybody has the right to polish the fucking hole in a gun. It says everybody has the right to have a fucking gun and fucking to shut this kind of shit down. To shut down the violations of the law. To enforce that fucking law. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion. Down here, and the rest of us is getting to be more and more and more. They're driving you down to the third world fucking level, and you're fucking letting them as you're armed. You're letting them take what is fucking yours. Jefferson said it. You'll end up fucking homeless on the continent your grandfather's fucking conquered. And it's happening. Just like they said it would. Just like everything in those goddamn anti-federalist papers is happening. Just like, and see, the fucking law held them in check for the longest time. Now they just tell you, fuck it. Yeah, we're doing asset forfeiture. It's a blatant violation of the Fifth Article and a blatant violation of the Ninth, the Tenth, which makes it a blatant violation of the whole fucking body of law. You have no jurisdictional authority to be doing the shit. They had no jurisdictional authority to create themselves. And now they're just creating more power and more power. And it's time for us to do what our fucking forefathers did. Our true forefathers at fucking Lexington College. It's time to blow those motherfuckers away. It's the only thing that stops them. Oh, where were we? Because we're going to finish this ghastly one. Pain at the pump isn't just a U.S. problem. Prices south of the border are also high because the U.S. dollar is so strong. Do you want to laugh? Or do you want to fucking cry when you see something that goddamn fucking just in your face retarded and stupid? Does your U.S. dollar feel like it's strong to you when you go to the grocery store and you're paying 50% more for every fucking thing you go to get? Does it feel stronger to you? Horse shit. That it's making imports more expensive. Our dollar's so strong, it's making imports more expensive. Do you see the fucking jumble? They think you're too fucking dumb to add one and one and get two. No, you pumped a bunch of fucking money into the fucking economy. You probably pumped 100 million more people in here that are on them fucking, and then you put everything online. First they got rid of the mom and pop stores and replaced them with the international conglomerates. And then they got rid of that with this fucking, Amazon. Everything by mail coming straight from fucking China. And that was the whole thing as it was. You know, we are so supporting. Fuck, this country does not need China. We've never needed China. How much better were we doing, people, before we got to be a part of this world, what the hell they call it? Well, world economy. Huh? When we fucking were the American economy, how much better did we have it? We were still fucking slaves. Make no mistake. I understand. I was born into fucking communism. We were betrayed. Our great grandfathers were fucking betrayed. When they came for the fucking gold, that should have been the end of it. They should have killed every goddamn one of them. Of course, they should have killed every goddamn one of them at the end of the fucking war. That they hijacked. The uprising they hijacked and called the fucking, Revolutionary War. We should have wiped the fucking aristocracy out of this goddamn country. Because they were all sent over here by that fucking king to fucking lord over us. And that's what they intended to do. In the beginning, they all wanted their corporate fiefdom. They've almost reached the point where they're going around and they're going to, I got this one here. Or maybe we did that the other day about the water. You know, where they're coming out. All the water out there, that belongs to Ted and Fred and, you know, just like they did the oil. That oil belonged to all the fucking people. But then they get together and they just sit down and we made an act that said it belongs to Ted and Fred and George and they're going to be filthy fucking rich and they're going to give $15 a barrel to the fucking thieves that let them fucking do this and they're going to make fucking fortunes off of your fucking oil and you're going to pay fucking $4 a gallon at the goddamn pump. They do this to us because we allow it, people. We don't do anything back to them. We don't cause them the fucking pain they need to be caused. We don't get rid of their fucking asses. We don't get rid of their unlawful fucking dictates that they put in place. Like the Act of 1871. Like the fucking 14th Amendment. I'm no subject. I'm not your fucking subject. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. On a par with that fat little whore over there on the fucking British throne. Get used to it. Know who you are. Know what your rights are. Know that your fucking common law courts where you're redress of grievance in the first article has been removed. Are gone. The fucking courts are gone. That's the first thing they got rid of. So what do you got left? You got that second fucking article. That's why it was put in there. It was put in there in case they did exactly what they did and they knew they were going to do it because they knew the bastards better than we did. They want us to be like old England. Oh my lord. Can I stick my face further down in the mud bowing at your feet and the fucking donkey shit? You go to hell. Pain at the pump. Oh yeah, export expensive. Gasoline prices in Brazil rose 46% this year and the highest in data going back to 2013. I really don't give a fuck about, I'm going to let you guys in and see. I don't give a monk's fuck about the rest of this goddamn world. We don't need them. We never did. And we were all, like I said, this is how you get fucking international communism, socialism, and fucking fascism, because it's all fucking a blend of the three. And they call it capitalism. Don't you know? You take the richest country on planet Earth, divide it into the poorest country on planet Earth, and then whatever comes out to the fucking even thing, that's what the slave fodder is. Everything else belongs to the filthy fucking rich. We gotta finish this. The pull from the Latin America is expected to remain strong despite the uneven post-pandemic recovery in the region, says Felipe Perez, a strategist at IHS Market LTD, Brazil. He says in recovering faster than Mexico due to a sizable stimulus package. I bet you we fucking paid for that too. Gasoline demand in Brazil is expected to return to 2019 levels before the end of the year, ahead of the summer in the southern hemisphere. So these son of a bitches are going to be getting our gas. that we fucking produced here came out of our fucking ground. Well, it didn't come out of our ground because we send all our sweet crude over to be manufactured by fucking slave labor. That's sweet fucking crude. But we got to have a carbon problem here. We want the gunkiest, shittiest fucking oil that, years back they talked about how Saudi Arabia, their oil supplies were becoming depleted. They were having to pump more and more shit down in there. We're getting shittier and shittier and shittier oil. So when you have shitty oil, it costs more to fucking manufacture it. But it's what the hell? It doesn't matter. Because they're exporting what they're importing. Can't we at least understand and come to an agreement that you're talking transportation costs there at the very least? Let alone sending it over to putting us on a world market for our own resources. We don't need the world market to take care of our needs for gasoline or any fucking thing else that I can think of. We had it all. We were that country. That richest country. We didn't get there by fucking sitting on our asses. We did it by fucking working. And as everybody was fucking working to take care of themselves, and we're not tapping into our goddamn heritage, except the only people tapping into it was the fucking international corporations are getting more of the fucking wealth of your country than the fucking people that own it. And to say you don't understand that those son of a bitches pretending to be representatives of the people, those corporate CEO fucking communist fucking committees aren't fucking you. Come on. I think everybody understands it. What are you going to do about it? You're somebody. Mexico, which was experiencing an economic shutdown or slowdown before the pandemic hit and didn't enact a stimulus package, should return to 2019 levels only at the end of 2023, Perez said. Despite the slowdown, Mexico remains the biggest foreign buyer of U.S. gasoline. What are they buying it with? The remittances being sent down there. If the remittances, the cocksuckers up here, working and making money off our fucking resources, sending it down to fucking Mexico, if they did not have that revenue, they'd be broke. So everything they're getting is coming from our resources for that whole fucking country. And now they're trying to build it into a fucking slave state off to the fucking side where none of the goddamn rules apply that apply here that they put in place just to get rid of the American. They want you down on your goddamn, they want you ragged, saying, Monsieur, Master. That's what they fucking want. The thought of you standing on level ground with them, just, they cannot stand it. They cannot stand it. And you fucking daring to say something about their life of pedophilia. How dare you? Bring you to your knees. These goddamn international fucking Jewish fucking Zionist prick motherfuckers are fucking killing off the world population. The world population is dropping at a dramatic fucking rate. That's what the man said the other day that was doing the study, and they're still doing the studies, and he looked nervous as a shithouse rat, or as a fucking jailhouse rat. It's a rat. Anyways, think about that when you're down there buying your next fucking gallon of fucking gas. Think about all that goddamn stimulus money. Oh, man, boy, did we get some stimulus money.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. So when I talk about these things with people, they always come back with the same thing. Oh, we just need the right timing. What the fuck else do we have to wait for? I don't understand.
I don't know what the right timing would be. I mean, you feel that cold barrel at your neck, when the fucking pistol cocked back? These son of a bitches are headed straight for a fucking big ditch to put your ass in. There's no doubt. They're telling you, I mean, just this morning I'm listening to the stupid box and they're telling me how they're fighting over this mandate, and I guess some court put a fucking, one of their fucking admiralty courts, of course, put the injunction, which would be overruled by the other one. It's just to try to pretend like there's some kind of justice system in this country when there is not. But they were talking about the attorney generals, when they were talking about giving the $40,000 to these goddamn bastards who came up here, and they had a choice. They could stay in Mexico with their families all together and wait to be fucking processed, and 90% of them were heading back, Or they could go, cross over and they'd have to be separated from their children, and they chose the latter. Now, you think about the state that you're in. I don't know how you people are living. I ain't really living real fucking well. Think about how you're living and giving $460,000 to a goddamn foreigner who was breaking the fucking law coming into your fucking country. Oh, for me. And talk about the emotional distress. These people have emotional distress. Is that the same emotional distress those ones had having them drop them kids over those 30-foot fucking fences? When they turned their kids over to the drug cartels, they turned their children over to drug cartels that they know rape and murder and pillage and fucking, you name it, to be brought up here so that they can walk right in, go, my child's up here. You see, you better not mess with me, I'll sue you. You have no goddamn standing to sue in this country, foreigner. That's what people aren't getting. These cocksuckers have no standing. See, they're going to that attorney general's office that cannot exist, that was created by the first Congress in violation of the fucking fifth article of the Constitution they supposedly just fucking ratified. But it wasn't ratified by we the people. They're playing a fucking game with us. Well, I'll just jump into fucking goddamn the UCC and the fucking goddamn corporate world. You can't touch me there. Oh yeah, you people in that world, I fuck you so bad that you're ready to come after me. I'll jump back over there and I'll tell those people what the other guy's telling them on that fucking stupid ass fucking trenches thing. I'll tell them the goddamn truth. I'll tell them that this is all a fucking fraud. I'll tell them that they're a fucking bunch of goddamn fools. I'll tell. And every one of them's got it on each other. If this fucking thing fell, if tomorrow the fucking goddamn, the corporation, this unlawful corporation created unlawfully in violation of the fucking ninth article of the supreme superior law of this land was to be removed. And that fucking 14th Amendment was to be removed. Now that's all the fuckers that have invaded in here have done it under that unlawful 14th Amendment. That's what they've done. Oh, they were born here. You know, you just get across and pop, you know, fucking you and your kids are fucking American. No, they aren't. And you sure as hell don't come in here as a goddamn refugee. And fucking, I mean, in that same generation, you're fucking sitting at the lieutenant general, lieutenant governor's fucking seat in Virginia. God damn it, you wonder what's wrong with this country, people? Look at it. Look at what you're looking at. Look at the smiling faces telling you. These motherfuckers are like, you think I get a smile on my goddamn face when I'm talking about this shit? But they'll talk about the most fucking rugged shit, Epstein, anything, and you just freeze the goddamn frame. And look at them, smiling. Every one of them smiling, because man, we fucked you another day. I talked about it when we first started this program. Our resources are going out these goddamn ports. That's why they can't get the goddamn ships in, because it's all heading out. They're getting it out of here fast they can, because the people are fucking coming to life. The people are realizing who they are, what they are, and what has been done to them and what is being done to them. And they're realizing because they're telling you right to your goddamn face. That court said that fucking, just like what Napolitano said at the beginning of this whole fucking thing, even in the admiralty, Joe Biden did not have the authority to mandate shit. Never could. Neither did none of these goddamn fucking governors, none of these mayors who have done all this executive fiat dictate. That was not what we were fucking sold on. And that Bill of Rights was put there in case they tried to fuck us, and they have tried to fuck us. They have tried to fuck us in every way that we can be fucked. And it's time to fucking turn it on them. It's time to fucking enforce the goddamn law. Goes to Grand Forks, Dakota. Well, anyway, this Chinese company, it's going to Grand Forks, fucking North Dakota. And there's going to be tax incentives. They're going to build infrastructure for them. A goddamn American couldn't do this now. They couldn't make this goddamn business, you see. Because the money is controlled internationally. The currency is controlled internationally by a handful of Zionist pig Jew motherfucking banking pieces of dog shit. So, fucking, city and economic leaders have traveled, revealed a budding business deal they say is among the largest project ever in Grand Forks. One expected to result in a large new factory on the city's north end. Hundreds of new jobs, opportunities, and the region's AG producers, that's agriculture producers, and infrastructure improvements will that will benefit other potential businesses in the years to come. Who's going to own them business? Who's going to own your goddamn country? Though officials close to the deal did not disclose the value of the company's likely investment. How much are they going to invest? None. This is how they're coming to collect. This is the fucking fire cell we told you about. It's the largest single private capital investment in the region's history, said Keith Lund, who heads the Grand Forks Region Economic Development Corporation. Well, if the United States Corporation puts in the money, that would be a private investment, too, because it's not fucking public. City leaders revealed the deal this week in a meeting with the Grand Forks Herald. They say the plant will be a, quote, wet corn milling facility owned by China-based Fueling Group Limited. When it's owned by China-based anything, it's owned by the goddamn Empire of China. The Communist fucking Empire of China. You got that? There's no individuality in fucking communism, remember? Everything belongs to the fucking state and is run by committee, like this goddamn country's being run right now. Why? Well, why the Chinese fucking, why couldn't an American go and get a fucking loan if this is some, it's just like the fucking ammunition and shit. Any American should be able to go out right now and get a fucking loan and build a goddamn ammunition plant as fast as you can build the son of a bitches because you cannot satisfy the fucking demand. But again, it's a false supply demand fucking deal because they just got rid of Hodgkin's, I guess they held a monopoly in this country from what I'm finding out. They made all the goddamn propellants, but it's just like the fucking gasoline. We communist motherfucking spineless pieces of dog shit have decided that this is how we'll stop you poor people. We'll stop the poor people, see? You see, the rich man now, he'll go get him a Tesla. He'll go get him one of them fucking electric cars. And he'll get a fucking 70% fucking tax break on that son of a bitch, which means the poor man, who ain't going to be able to go no goddamn place, is going to buy his fucking electric car for him so he can. You want to bet, you motherfuckers? Do you want to bet? You have pushed as far as you're going to fucking push, I can tell you that. Here we are, Chinese-owned, based Fueling Group, limited, and will continue to consume about 25 million bushels of corn once it's running at full capacity. So they're going to be making fucking gasoline out of this fucking corn, and that's going to drive up the price. I mean, it's going to fuck any American. And the idea here is to get every fucking American down to a third world status, where they can walk up to you and boot you in the fucking face, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. You got to disarm you first. That fucking disarm, but of course, it's looking less and less likely like they even got to bother. I mean, it ain't like you're using the son of a bitches, are you? They might just let you keep that fucking gun. I mean, if you'll just let them walk through the door while you're sitting there polishing your fucking AR-15, sitting by your 30,000 rounds of fucking ammunition with the bayonet attached, because it looks cool. If you'll just sit there and let them come through your fucking door, fucking rape your fucking wife, rape your fucking daughter, rape your ass and throw you out on the street, take your shiny fucking gun away from you. Why should they give a fuck if you have it? If you ain't got the balls to pull the trigger, why should they care? I can't see no reason, can you?
Wake up, America.
Hello. Sometimes...
Wake up, America.
You goddamn right, brother. Sometime around 2024 or 2025, Fueling Group has not described the facility's product. About 25 million bushels of corn. That's where we were. Okay. Fueling Group has not described the facility's product line yet. Well, I don't know. They're a fueling facility. They're going to use fucking corn. Again, if this is a fucking business, if this is a money-making venture, why is a Chinaman getting to do it? Why is the Chinese government getting to come in here and use our resources on our fucking property and make our goddamn money? You can't sell nothing to a goddamn communist, you fucking traitors. It's all fraud, people. It's what we have to get rid of. This is what we have to rip the fuck apart and tear down no matter what it takes. And we have to punish the motherfuckers that thought they could do this to us. And that includes you, China. I know I seen you fucking, you know, they've been hustling around and been talking about those goddamn Titan submarines. You didn't fucking quite scare us like you thought you would, did you? It's already been well known for quite a fucking while. We could dust your fucking asses in a short order, you son of a bitches. But that man, they dropped that down real quick in their other things. Oh, now they're showing that they got silhouettes of U.S. ships that they're, you know, but they practiced their bombing runs on. I'm sure we got ones of China. I'm sure you got a fucking world war waiting in case the fucking people rise up and come to take your fucking hair. Plain and simple. We're going to come and enforce the law. Oh gosh, oh, China attacked. Oh, it's terrible. It's a nuclear attack. We got to come together as a nation. We got to pull together for the homeland. Don't you fuck you. Fuck you. I'll mow you. And then once I get control of that fucking nuclear arsenal, China ain't going to be no fucking problem to me. Or any other country. Cause that's what the, what would we pay that for? What was that sold to our fathers and our grandfathers for? $5.5 trillion in those years dollars. Think of it. You're talking fucking, what, $100 trillion in today's dollars? What did we spend that goddamn money on? Mutual assured destruction. That means there weren't good. Remember, I can remember being a kid. There's going to be no more wars. Not after Vietnam. No. There's going to be no more wars. We have mutual assured destruction. And they still tried their proxy wars, and they had to wait till they got Ronnie Reagan in there. Ronnie Reagan, that one of these fucking Trump tars fucking worshipped. They're God. The motherfucker was an international gun runner, just like fucking Obama and his buddy fucking Eric Holder. Got busted for doing the same thing. Did that son of a bitch go to jail? Did he get impeached? Running black ops into El Salvador, bringing goddamn dope out of the fucking El Salvador through the DEA, selling it and taking the proceeds to buy fucking armament from, who was, oh yeah, that was right, Iran, to send to the Sandinistas, huh? Fucking blatant, I mean high crimes that put you against the fucking wall. Ignored! And as sure as you ignored that, you can bet the next thing's coming. And as you have ignored all the shit they've done to you in this last week, you can expect more. You can expect more every fucking day you ignore this shit. And they're gonna start heaping it on because they're looking at you for, that big bunch of pussies ain't gonna do nothing. We'll run right over them. Give it a fucking go, you son of a bitches. Just get to doing it. You know, they're fucking making such advances with just their mouths. Just running their fucking mouths. They're making such advances. Why should they put anyone to the fucking hazard? Until the people start shoving those motherfuckers back. Until that government fears the people. Instead of the people fearing the government. We're fucked. We're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, we're fucked. That is the Word from the Trenches.